Europe.
Germany. Flatlining. Can anything bring Germany's economy back to life?
Pity the leading lights of Germany's government. Last month they struck an 11th-hour deal for next year's budget, narrowly averting the collapse of their three-party coalition. Now it is all unravelling. Experts convened by Christian Lindner, the finance minister and leader of the fiscally hawkish Free Democrats, concluded that accounting tricks in the draft budget designed to circumvent Germany's deficit-limiting debt break risk falling foul of the Constitutional Court. Mr. Lindner says further cuts of €5 billion, that's $5.5 billion, must be found. That is barely 1% of the budget, but his suggestion that the books might be balanced by cutting welfare spending infuriated the Social Democrats, the party of Chancellor Olaf Scholz. In what has become a familiar ritual, the notional allies immediately took their dispute public. From his holiday retreat, Mr. Scholz contested Mr. Lindner's interpretation of the academic reading of the legal aspects of the budget. Only in Germany. Germany stands out in another unhappy respect too. Its GDP contracted in the second quarter compared with the previous one, following a mild recession last year. Having barely grown in 5 years, Germany is a standout laggard among its G7 peers. Industrial production has tumbled, especially in energy-intensive sectors, and Germany's carmakers are struggling. Unemployment is inching up. In the spring, hopes were high that the German consumer, whose wage growth was outstripping inflation, would ride to the rescue. But workers are instead channeling their income into savings, perhaps concerned that the good times are temporary. Disappointing corporate investment, especially in construction, is a major drag, not helped by the ECB keeping rates higher for longer, though it has now begun cutting. Weak growth in China and Europe has hurt German exports, and with no prospect of Germany loosening its debt brake before next year's election, fiscal policy will be no help. There is a clear risk that the recovery will be even slower than many expected, says Oliver Rackau of Oxford Economics, a consultancy. What to do? The budget plan, approved last month, was accompanied by a package of measures to boost growth, such as tax incentives for investment and policies to boost the labour supply. Overall, these are a step in the right direction, says Clemens Fuest, president of the IFO Institute in Munich, a research outfit. But few expect huge results, and the package must still get through a sceptical parliament. Previous such efforts have been watered down. Some high value-added sectors, like pharmaceuticals, are holding up. The Bundesbank is among those that expect a brighter 2025 as rates fall and consumers finally open their wallets. Yet even a cyclical upturn will confront the headwinds that have long held the country back. The factors are familiar: demographic woes, a lack of skilled workers, and a bloated part-time sector, sluggishness on digitalization and aging public infrastructure, and what Mr. Scholz calls the mildew of red tape. To this sea of troubles may be added the world's turn against globalization and growing Sino-American tensions, especially if America re-elects Donald Trump in November. When a government struggles to agree on a budget, how can it hope to respond to these challenges?